Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, one thing we are not letting up on is continuing to hold the news cycle accountable. When somebody comes out with a project, you know, basically called the Great Reset, and then at the same time, someone sees that, deciphers everything going on, and sues the government, goes against it, and is like, proven right over and over and over. And we're talking about deciphering stuff that's like tougher than Chinese arithmetic. And he's breaking it down and called his shot from day one and actually wrote a book counteracting the globalist narrative. Yes. Got the Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. And I think a lot of people are awakening and it's become quite great.
There's no doubt about it.
From the Thrive Time Show, the one and only Clay Clark.
Yay!
I'm back from Florida. I received a little bit of sun, and then I have returned to my cave.
Well, we're glad you are back from Florida. Hey, share with the audience some great things coming from Laura Trump and the RNC, because there's some wins there that's pretty exciting.
It's finally starting to be run a little bit like somebody who's trying to win. In the past, they were famous for spending more money on sending flowers and limos than they were on actually winning. And these guys are competitive and they're winners. I like the way that's going.
Well, let me let people know a little context here. You know, I do consider Eric Trump to be a friend. And so whenever you have a friendship, what you do is there's certain things you might keep private and certain things you talk about publicly. So I'm going to share with you things that I think are somewhat public knowledge, but maybe it's the first time people have heard this. Eric's wife is a very intense in a good way individual. She's a serious mom, a very committed mother, a committed wife. She actually plays the piano very well. Wow. She's really into music. She's also into art, very artistic. She can paint. I mean, I can go on and on. There's a lot of things about that woman that are mind-blowing. She went to college, studied. She wanted to get into the kind of that catering / gourmet restaurant space. She met Eric Trump, didn't know that he was a Trump when they first met. And now they're married, and she is a tough woman. And so President Trump has utilized her multiple times and each time very successfully. He utilized her during the 2016 campaign to get out the vote again in 2020. And now she's probably serving one of the most important roles in America right now. She's serving as the RNC co-chair, or some would call the chair, but she's in the leadership position at the RNC. And the facts that we know is in her first, let's say, 3 weeks, she's eliminated, we'll say, 40 plus positions. Some would say 65, some would say a little more, but I mean, she's eliminated 40 plus positions. These are people that really either were not loyal to the president or who were not good at bringing in more money than they were getting paid. And then she raised $65 million in 1 week.
Wow.
$65 million in 1 week. So if you did the math on this, and you took $65 million a week, and let's just say that let's do the math here. I'm going to pull this up on my screen here. I'm going to drag this over, so hopefully this is interactive for the listeners. But I'm going to type in, let's type in U.S. election countdown clock. Okay, I'm putting that in here. And the U.S. election countdown clock, and then we're going to look here. We're going to pull it up here. And again, I apologize, folks, if I've got a counter that's a little bit off here, but let's go. So let's say it's 204 days, 205 days, okay? So 204 days, and you divide that by 7 days in a week. Okay, doing some rough math here. Here we go. We got about 29 weeks left until the election, and so far she's been raising about $60 million a week. So you got a lot of,
it's a lot of zeros.
Raise like $1.7 billion. She's really getting after it. And what's happening is people, appreciate a serious person that is on task, on mission. Second is they know that the money's going to be supporting Trump and not going to be supporting other globalist organizations. Because previously, when you were donating to the RNC, you were really donating to Mitt Romney.
Man, that is
it was
true.
His family.
It's true. And, do you know anything, Clay, about the fundraiser? So I had heard that Biden had one of the biggest fundraisers of all time or something for presidencies. And then like a few days later, President Trump has one.
Well, the three jackasses coming through the floor.
Yeah.
Two former presidents and one current clown.
Yeah, exactly. And it was the biggest
fundraiser.
They
pulled out all the stops. They were all in on this is what all we could do.
And then a few days later, President Trump comes out and it was just him. And he far surpassed the fundraising.
Well, even just talk about the optics of the day they were in New York for their fundraiser, President Trump was in the state of New York for the fallen police officer and paid off his mortgage through Tunnel for Towers. So
yeah,
just the optics of him being a man of the people and gaining the support of the police in a town that's being run by illegal immigrants and just total chaos. These other three jackasses are simply just backslapping, you know, fundraising in the same town. It's just that the optics couldn't be more clear of what he's about and what they're about.
Well, I don't want to speak out of turn. All I can say is that we know is that President Trump is raising a lot of money and Laura Trump is doing a phenomenal job to do that. I would just say this is that, you know, if you pull up on the screen here, I'll pull up on the screen, GiveSendGo.com/Navarro. I try to talk about it each and every time that we're on the show together, because you look at a guy like Peter Navarro, who, by the way, I met with the Navarro family this weekend and Eric Trump in Florida. And, you know, this is a guy who's in prison, right? I mean, so Peter Navarro is in prison because he won't betray President Trump. And again, I talk about it every time, probably with more passion every time, because people need to know this. These are the kinds of people that were serving President Trump and working for America. Mm-hmm. Peter Navarro was Trump's chief economic advisor. So the average American benefited in the following three ways. Lower taxation. That was Peter Navarro. Two, tough negotiation with China. That's Peter Navarro. Three, deregulation. So the average American benefited greatly from Peter Navarro. So when we pull up a webpage here like GiveSendGo.com/Navarro, and if you look at the donations, I want to celebrate the people donating. You know, we're getting a donation from Lynn Wendell for $25, anonymous donor for $19, anonymous donor $50, Jay Ropp for $25, anonymous for $15. And look at this. I mean, we've raised 23,088 donations have contributed to 1.339 million. And America wants to support Trump, but they didn't want to give money to support the Mike Pence wing of the Republican Party.
Right.
They just don't want to support Mitt Romney. And again, Mitt Romney's daughter was in charge of the RNC. So I think what's happening in a certain extent is she is actually opening the dam, so to speak, as it relates to donations. There was a pent up demand. People wanted to donate. So by Laura being there, she sort of said, okay, donate now, hits the donate button, boop, and people are going, yes, please. And so that's happening. And for your listeners out there that want to support right now, what I want to do is I want to kind of get the energy up and I want everybody to get involved here. So if you go ahead and get your credit cards out, folks, it's GiveSendGo.com/Navarro. If you're in a public situation, a public area, maybe get the person next to you's credit card out if you're that kind of a... Go to GiveSendGo.com/Navarro and get out your credit card and donate anything at all to Peter Navarro. And while you're at it, I want you to go to DonaldJTrump.com. I've had many conversations with Eric Trump about this, but if you go to DonaldJTrump.com and you donate anything at all, that's the website, DonaldJTrump.com. If you donate anything at all to GiveSendGo.com/Navarro and DonaldJTrump.com, what you're doing is you're going to be entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the final confirmed Reawaken America True Tour in Detroit, Michigan, June 7th and 8th. And so
awesome.
I certainly am not, you know, God's gift to fundraising, but I can tell you we've helped to raise millions of dollars so far on the Reawaken America Tour just by small donations by a lot of people. So again, Peter Navarro is in prison, meeting with his family over the weekend. He cannot hop on a show like yours and ask for money, but the legal bills keep coming in. So I would just tell people today, if there's any way at all, if you're watching right now and you say, I'm trying to lose 7 pounds, I got a great idea. Don't eat for the next week or so. You probably won't. I mean, you have 4 or 5 days before you black out. And then take the money you would spend on food. Go to GiveSendGo.com/Navarro. If you say, how can I support our country? Again, go to DonaldJTrump.com and donate right now. This is something you can do. It's something we should do today. It's a Friday. What better way to celebrate the weekend than by donating to support Donald J. Trump and Peter Navarro? Do it today. And then text me proof of donation to myself at number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, and you'll have a chance to win a backstage pass to that final confirmed Reawaken America Tour June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan.
I love it. Clay, thank you for doing that. That is just a win-win situation, no doubt about it. Okay, so we've heard you talk about Project Bluebeam, and I don't know if the Flyover family's heard about this, but we want you to shed some light on this.
It's crazy.
Okay. Dave, I was telling my daughters and my son last night, we have 5 kids. So I was holding court last night and I said, guys, here's the deal. They got Operation Bluebeam. All right. They got Project Bluebeam, but we got Project Red Beam. And they're like, Dad, what's Project Blue Beam? Like, stop it. We're talking about Project Red Beam first. Project Red Beam is you shall not date anyone who's not a conservative, okay? Because it's a red beam.
That's right.
That will neutralize any leftist communist. And my son's like, what are you saying? I'm like, Project Red Beam can neutralize any liberal lies, any potential liberal wives. Just missile lock.
Project Red Beam.
Project Red Beam. Shock and awe. Project Red Beam. So that's what Project Red Beam is. Now, we're not talking about Project Red Beam. We're talking about Project Blue Beam. People say, well, what is the Project Blue Beam? Well, first off, let's just get it in our mind. That's what it is. Everybody say with me, Project Blue Beam, because nobody knows about it. I'm going to talk about it every single day between now and the election, because you got to know. So what happens is about, I don't know, 4 years ago, nobody could talk about aliens. Now, let me just tell you what you do. If you went camping with another man, Stacey, you can't relate to this, but men, we go camping. I don't like to go camping because this is what happens when you go camping with men. It's about 2 a.m. You've clearly eaten too many hot dogs. The guy next to you has had about 7 beers, and you're at a church camp. It's a weird environment. You're just trying to, like, you're trying to get home to your family. And the guy next to you goes, hey, bro, I've had a few beers. You're like, I know, it's a church camp. You shouldn't have done it. He's like, well, I did. And there's two things I want you to know before I pass out here in my tent with you is, I think there could be aliens. And you go, what? That's at 2 a.m., 7 beers in. That's what people say. Dave, you know what I'm talking about. If you spend too much time with a man on a road trip or driving back from the camp, the guy's going to say to you, so do you think about aliens? And that's what's going to happen. And then normally in man talk, you'd say, stop watching E.T., stop watching the X-Files, stop watching Star Wars, get serious, man. Well, then about 2 years ago, all of a sudden, the mainstream media sounds like they've been camping, and it's 2 a.m, they've had a bunch of beers. Listen to this, folks. It's crazy.
This is kind of unusual that these pilots saw different things, and that is sort of, I guess, adding to the mystery of all this.
Yeah, not even the pilots apparently were really able to identify what they saw. And just to take you back for a sec, on Thursday, the U.S. defense officials sent F-35 fighter jets up to try to figure out what this...
Now, the media that just lied to us for 4 consecutive years about COVID-19, this crack squad of geniuses and investigative journalists, now they're unleashing the festival of alien conversations. And now everybody's going, I told you, told you. Carl, I got abducted. I told you I got abducted. Carl, you know I got abducted. You didn't get abducted. You passed out in the tent because you had 7 beers on an empty stomach after you donated all your cash to Navarro. You were on a fast, and then you had beers. You didn't get abducted. And they go, no, I did. I got abducted. You go, no, you didn't. And now all those stories are coming out. Now you got everybody who's, you know, they're on it, and they're on every show. They're on every show. I mean, they're on Redacted talking about aliens. They're on Tucker Carlson. Basically, if your YouTube channel is not banned, you're talking aliens right now. Let's talk about it. All of the conservative shows that are not banned, they're all talking aliens constantly.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting how that works? So they're all talking. So now we scroll through, and I'm going to get into it. So now we look at, we say, well, Operation, what is it? Project Blue Beam. What is this? Okay. So now we're going to go. This is a channel you can only find primarily. Oh, it's the People's Voice. Listen to this.
A UFO was shot down over Canada. And in recent days, we've had UFOs appear all over China and Uruguay. And then Montana's airspace was closed for DOD activities. In his 1994 book, Project Blue Beam, investigative
journalist... Project Blue Beam?
Mr. Honest writes that the United Nations, NASA, and other government agencies have been working in secret since 1983.
Now, NASA in Hebrew, the word NASA means deception. And someone says... No, it doesn't. No, see, you're just... Folks, look it up. I'm gonna pull up on the screen. Hebrew, okay, NASA, meaning enter on this new website I'm using called the Google. You go here, and NASA means strong deception or to beguile, NASA, to deceive. NASA, that's what it means, okay? So here we go. Project Blue Beam.
Top secret operation called Project Blue Beam.
Blue Beam.
The purpose... to pave the way for a global government by fooling people into thinking it's the end of the world.
Okay, so now people are looking around going, bro, I've been telling you, Prince was talking about chemtrails 10 years ago, bro. And so now you got chemtrails. We've got the normalization of the alien conversation going on. Mainstream media is validating it. And now we've got this concept coming. And again, this is not me talking about this. This Candace Owens is talking about it. Many people are talking about Project Bluebeam. So let's hear a little more about Project Bluebeam.
It's the end of the world.
Now, if you had told me anything about a new world dictatorship 5 years ago, I might have thought you were insane. Post-COVID, not so much. That was weird. It was all weird. The governments were all in lockstep around the world in trying to make us believe that this virus was going to kill us all. They took an almost insurmountable amount of power for themselves, told us that we couldn't leave, see our loved ones. So none of the idea of a world government is no longer far-fetched. This is no longer Alex Jones conspiracy theory stuff. There's something going on here. It was the most bizarre thing to see people globally in lockstep in condemning their citizens for trying to go outside for what really amounted to most of us as just a little cough.
Wenner von Braun, the German and US aerospace engineer who worked on Operation Paperclip, confessed on his deathbed in 1977 that the global elites were planning to use terrorists and pandemics as false flags to manipulate and control the masses.
Now, someone says, I don't know who that is. Okay, Elon Musk talks about him all the time. Okay, so we're going to talk. How do you type it in? I think it's von Braun. Okay, go type it in. Von Braun. Von Werner von Braun. Yeah. Okay, so we type it in. Werner von. What? How do you – Wernher von Braun. Okay, so I type it in. I just typed it in. We found Wernher von Braun. There he is. And he is talking about a man by the name of Elon who's going to take us to Mars. What?
What?
Yeah, 1953. Wernher von Braun is talking about a man by the name of Elon who's going to take us to Mars. No, come on. No. So that's why Musk is always talking about – Wernher von Braun and the German engineer who predicted Elon would conquer Mars in his 1952 novel. So now, okay, now it's starting to happen. Here we
Even
go.
Even more interestingly, von Braun said that the final false flag will be a fake alien invasion.
Now, everyone's got UFOs in the brain. And I just think it's weird, as I said earlier, the government suddenly wants us to have UFOs on the brain. What's behind that? Well, my brain says to me, obviously, it's got to be power. Project Bluebeam, and it was written.
People saying, "Is this Project Red Beam?" No, Project Red Beam is liberals away from my kids. Okay,
it's by Serge Monast. Who was Serge Monast? Serge Monast was a journalist, a poet, and an essayist, and he was an active member of the Social Credit Party of Canada. He was a Canadian, and in the 1990s. He started writing on a theme regarding a new world order. He said that he received documents pertaining to NASA. And in 1994, he published what was called Project Bluebeam, in which he detailed his claim that NASA, with the help of the United Nations, was attempting to implement a new age religion with the Antichrist as its head and start a new world order.
Here's how it works, according to Mr. Monast. First, the global elites will fake an alien invasion, convincing the world that aliens are planning to take over major cities across the globe. Second, religious populations will be treated to a rapture or fulfillment of their religion's prophecies. This will all be fake, conducted through the use of large-scale holograms and microchips hidden within most modern electronics.
In 2024, a global event will alter the course of mankind's future.
In 2024?
The world will stand witness to a massive alien invasion. Thousands of projected holographic alien warships
will
blanket the skies, sending people into a global panic. World military crafts within the holograms will inflict actual damage to the surrounding areas to sell the gimmick.
Once the various nations of the world topple are under the massive civil unrest and panic, the new world order will assert itself, and the people of the world, desperate for any sort of authority, will accept its rule. The notorious globalist Henry Kissinger.
So you see this idea. Now, what I did today, Dave, and you guys might have suffered through it, is I tried to create sort of a way to get through it and explain it in a way that makes me laugh because it's just so crazy. I don't want to be talking about Project Bluebeam. Let me play this final little 60-second clip here.
Project Bluebeam.
Oh, yeah.
Not Project Clip.
Becoming New World Religion Live.
Oh, yeah.
Project Bluebeam.
Not Project Red Beam.
Project Blue Beam is a continuous experimentation of the Philadelphia and Montauk experiments. The collective plan is to create a worldwide light show with accompanying electronically driven wave patterns. This wave would make people think God is talking to them.
That sounds good.
Directly. They have four different steps to prepare. The first step concerns the breakdown of all archaeological knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Project Beam.
There will be earthquakes. Places which will reveal unusual items which will be used to support their coming lie.
Project Bluebeam.
This falsification will be used to make the population believe that all religious doctrine has been misunderstood.
Oh, no.
The second step is the gigantic space light show.
Light show. Project Bluebeam.
So all I can say is that, you know, all these things are happening. And again, Dave, you know this offline and online, you know, I'm not really a date setting kind of guy. That's not the mindset I have.
No,
I don't claim to be prophetic, but I do know that on April 8th, NASA launched Operation Serpent Deity, Project Serpent Deity, which stands for Snake God, into outer space. They shot three rockets at the eclipse. Two, CERN fired up their Large Hadron Collider with the stated goal of recreating the Big Bang and isolating the God particle. April 8th was the day that the famous Satanist, this is the guy who was responsible largely for creating the Hollywood culture and the music culture. This is the famous Satanist, Aleister Crowley. He claims he first talked to Satan on April 8th. Then we had the eclipse happen on April 8th. And all I know is people that I know that are very sane, people that I would say maybe are very normie-ish, people that would never watch a show like yours or mine, are telling me, they're going, what are they spraying in the clouds above us? I don't know exactly what that is, but I do know that Dubai has now officially admitted that they are using cloud seeding to make it rain in Dubai in the desert. That's a fact. And we now know that it is possible to take precision lasers and to project them on any kind of particle. So if you go to like a church service, or more specifically, if you went to a Tupac concert, Tupac actually performed via hologram post-death. So it was a Tupac tribute that was done. I'll pull it up here. This is Tupac hologram. And so Tupac, he did they used his likeness to do a performance after he passed away. And this was back 10 years ago. And all you need to have is you need to have a little bit of fog in the room so that the laser beams can shine off of something. And it's so real looking that most people can't tell it's not real. And that was 10 years ago. And the technology only continues to get better.
Can you tell about that cat, Clay? I saw that cat in your video somewhere in Asia.
It's in China, I think.
Where yeah. They have that cat that's like 16 stories up or something like that. And it looks so real. And people are like excited about it.
Let me show two examples. So the Carolina Panthers, they did a mixed reality home opener video. And basically the way they put it together is most people can't tell what's real and what isn't real. And it really got fans excited because if you were at the stadium, it looked as though the Carolina Panther was running around the actual stadium. And again, the way it's put together is just people can't tell if it's real or not, because the
wow
of the lasers are so, you know, so you have that. And then you have, this would be CBS. This would be CAT 4D. 4D is the term you'd want to look for. And you're seeing more of these 3D billboards that are coming out now that it mixes reality in a way where you can't really tell what's real or what isn't unless you're very, very discerning. I say discerning, probably just blind. If you can't see it, it probably doesn't seem very real.
Look at that cat, y'all.
So that's a hologram.
It's a hologram, yeah. So again, we have the technology ready to go for Project Bluebeam. Now it's, do we have the mindset needed? Do people have a mindset that would embrace this conversation of aliens invading? And I believe we're almost there. I think a lot of people get their news from the mainstream media, and more and more people are open to the idea of there being an alien invasion. And pretty much the only conservative hosts that remain on YouTube are pushing the alien narrative. So you have that going for you. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And it's mind-boggling, but it's called Project Blue Beam. You can learn a lot about it on Rumble.com.
And it's interesting. It's like kind of like, okay, bring in this, time for this, time for that. I mean, obviously this, 1990s with the NWO Antichrist and all of that that you were talking about earlier. But I remember, I think it was like 2021, Robin Bullock, which is, you know, somebody I follow a lot at a Church International Warrior in Alabama. He was saying like in 2021, be careful because they're going to try to bring out aliens. We need to be aware of that. So he was prophesying that. Many, many years ago, that would be something that was coming next.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, but it is. You could see how the narrative is being set to take us to Agenda 2030. Again, Agenda 2030, that is the plan of the World Economic Forum. That's the famous, you'll own nothing, have nothing, be nothing, be happy sort of thing. So that's the own nothing and be happy theme there. And so I want to leave the listeners with some calls to action that are very practical. One, it's not a hologram. It is an actual plan. I recommend you go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and donate to Peter Navarro. He's behind bars right now. He does not have the ability to raise money for himself. His mic has been muted, and I'm doing whatever I can to help support him. That's givesendgo.com/Navarro. Tomorrow, Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, will be flying in, and he'll be visiting our office here, and I'll be helping Rudy Giuliani to raise money as well, because they're taking these guys who are in their 70s who've been fighting to save our country, and they're bankrupting them. So again, givesendgo.com/Navarro. That's what you can do today, givesendgo.com/Navarro. Second is, if you want to support President Donald J. Trump, and I would encourage you to do it, again, I call them micro donations or any donation. I mean, just a $5 impulse donation. If everybody in our nation did that who voted for Trump, that's $400 million. It's $400 million. If 80 million people voted for Trump, donate $5, it's $400 million. So I encourage everyone, whenever you have a little downtime, go to DonaldJTrump.com. I'm not kidding. Just get kind of the impulse donation. Whenever you're in line and you're like, man, I'm in line. What do? I need something to do here. I mean, because a lot of people compulsively download like iTunes songs they never listen to. People download apps they never use. Why don't you just support right now, DonaldJTrump.com. And every time you do donate, you just text me proof of donation to my cell phone number at 918-851-0102. And you have a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour featuring Laura Trump, Eric Trump, Cash Patel, General Flynn, Michael Lindell and Team America. That's June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. Amanda Grace, Julie Green, they're all going to be there, folks. So get your tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. 70 speakers over 2 days. And on Thursday, before the Reawaken America Tour, we are going to take all the attendees bowling. And people say, well, have you called the bowling alley to confirm? No, I haven't called the bowling alley to confirm. We're just going to show up. So again, it's the Thursday night before the Reawakened Tour. I mean that. We're not calling, not asking, not reserving, just showing up. It's going to be great. And that's givesendgo.com/Navarro to support Navarro, DonaldJTrump.com to support Trump. And again, if you want to get those tickets, just go to time2freeamerica.com. And if you go to rumble.com and search for Project Bluebeam, that's the project there. Project Red Beam is my path. My kids won't marry any idiot liberal. That's Project Red Beam, which will neutralize and thwart all liberal lies. But if you go to rumble.com and you search for Project Bluebeam, I'm going to be putting out tons of content about this over the coming weeks.
That is very
one
good.
One thing I want to bring up here as we wrap up is another project that I'm actually probably the most excited about. It's called Project Red Meat. And I've heard that you're bringing in one of my favorite guests we've ever had on our show. We've had him on multiple times, Sean Baker. Yeah, you're bringing Sean Baker into Tulsa, Jerusalem. And I tell you what, he's got orthopedic surgeon, built like a brick house. He's pretty much eaten only meat for like a little over a decade. And to talk about eliminating inflammation and arthritis and all kinds of health challenges, you know, on the back end of it. The guy understands medicine and food and how it goes, and actually is much more balanced than what he sounds like when it comes to that. That's just the path he's chosen for himself. But to have a guy like him in the room with Tim Tebow
and
others is going to blow the roof off. So we've been to I don't know, Stacey and
I don't know,
maybe half a dozen events that you've run. It's changed the way we look at business. And we've spent 25 years as business owners prior to ever meeting you. And so it's revolutionized our way of thinking about time management, structuring a day, structuring the framework to build business and to make things sustainable. So bringing Sean Baker into that mix, I couldn't be more excited. We love Sean, and he goes against the grain with really, literally against the grain, but he does go against the grain with really practical wisdom, and one of my favorite guests we've ever had.
So tell people, Clay, how do you get tickets to that event?
Operation Red Meat.
Operation Red Meat. Now, I'll say this because I've been doing business consulting since 2005. I've actually been doing it before that, but it didn't become official until 2005, I guess. But what happens is most people in America today who own a business are struggling. And this is not my opinion. According to Inc. magazine, 96% of businesses fail. And that's a fact. According to Inc. magazine and others, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Small Business Administration, they all report the same thing. And so most people just don't know what to do. They need a practical plan. And so I wanted to showcase one particular example. This guy, BunkyLife.com, he traveled here from Canada to attend our workshop. I just talked to him today. And we literally just did a show right now today that's uploading right now. So I'll pull this up because it's literally just breaking news kind of thing. And I was checking with him and I said, hey, just so I know, since you've been a client over the past year, what kind of increase have you seen in your business? He said, I think I'm up my profit is up 300% in the last 11 months.
Wow.
Just, we have those stories all day. And if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, I had a guy today, true story. He's been a longtime client and I've worked with him for a long time. And he was on the phone kind of complaining a little bit. And I said, are you okay? He's like, dude, I've got more business than I could possibly keep up with. No exaggeration. I have 3 years worth of work right now. And I don't even know how I'd possibly keep up. He's like, I'm going to come to that workshop to learn more about the hiring thing. Because again, if you're out there today and your business is stuck, just go to thrivetimeshow.com. Look at the testimonials. We have thousands of them. Every day I add about every 72 hours, I add another testimonial. Okay. So we have so many of them. But again, if you feel stuck with your business, as of right now, we have just at 100 tickets left now. So we're just at 100 tickets left. And that event is going to be June 27th and 28th featuring Tim Tebow and many other success stories. And that's thrivetimeshow.com. If you do use promo code FLYOVER, you have a chance to win a backstage pass as well. It's June 27th and 28th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Other headliners, Michael Levine, the PR consultant of choice for Nike, for Pizza Hut. He'll be there. Colton Dixon, the Christian music pop star. He'll be there. Esther Federkevich, the world's top female literary agent. She'll be there. Peter Taunton, the $100 man who started snapfitness.com. One of the world's top business podcasters, John Lee Dumas of eofire.com. He'll be there. I mean, I can go on and on listing off the speakers. It's going to be great. Other speakers will be added as well, but that's eofire.com to learn more about John Lee Dumas and get those tickets today at thrivetimeshow.com.
Yeah, everybody, Clay, on the list, I'm the most excited about Sean Baker.
So exciting.
The best.
Clay, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for informing us on the Project Bluebeam. Can't wait to learn more from your channel at thrivetimeshow.com. Thanks again.
Stacey, I want one kind of complaint, Dave. I hate to rip on your wife on the air, but this is just a little criticism. You're not saying it right, Stacey. You got to say Project Bluebeam.
Project Bluebeam. I don't know if Stacey can do that.
You have to cup the microphone, and you have to sound like it's a really... Project Bluebeam.
Let's see if she can do it.
I'll work on it. Project Bluebeam.
That's weak.
Oh yeah, that's perfect.
She doesn't have the register to do the slow jam.
I'll work on it for the next time we do a show.
That was incredible. That was very good. That was much better than I did. I need to apologize for not being able to say it properly. Thank you for pronouncing it correctly. It's incredible.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes
for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry!
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark and an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there's an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tonton, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left, like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well, so we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.